Parshas Nitzon Vayelech. We will be shmuyim with Hashem again erev Rosh Hashanah. This is for now. Atam Nitzon Ayoyim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Alakeichem Roshaychem Shifteichem from Zikneichem Vashavir Kol Yish Yisrael Papchem Vesherev Ger Shavgerem Machanecho Echoyitei Veitzecho Ad Shoyei Vimecho. Chuyi Akdoisho in Parshas Nitzovim tells us, Atem Nitzovim Hayoim, you're standing here today, Kulchem, all of you, Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. What's the lesson? You're standing here. What's the Kavanah? The Torah tells you're standing here. You could have said, Nimsoim. What's the lesson of Nitzovim? You're standing firm. Kulchem Lifnei Hashem Rasheichem, Shiftei Zikneichem, Vashavir Kol Yish Yisrael. All of Klal Yisrael. So the obvious kashi is, if you're saying all of you, why do you have to go out afterwards and say individually, this one and this one, women, men, children, heads of state, not heads of state, why to be fired? So Rashi says, they were machshiv the chosh of koidem, but why have to be fired each one? We don't see exactly Rashi. What was everybody standing? La'ovrecha b'vris Hashem alekecha v'alosoi Hashem Hashem alekecha koyesim chayyoyim. Bring you into the bris. What is this parash of Atem Nitzavim? So Rashi brings from Chazal. What is this parasha doing here? What is the parasha of Nitzavim doing over here? So up to Rashi, when Klal Yisrael heard the 98 klolos in last week's parasha, 98 klolos they heard. Horiku pneihem, the face turned white. Came along Moshe Rabbeinu and said, "It's okay. You can be calm. Atem Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Everything's okay. Everything's calm. Everything's okay." I mean, the whole purpose of the klolos was to frighten them. Was to frighten and not to shame fright. Was to explain to them, it's serious business. Rosh Baruch Hu means serious business here. No jokes. Rosh Baruch Hu is serious. Here comes Moshe Rabbeinu and says, "Oh, calm down. It's okay. Everything's seder. We're standing here today. What's going on?" What's Moshe Rabbeinu doing? Just the opposite of what the tachlis of what Rosh Baruch Hu told them to tell over the klolos. They should know that you have a purpose, you have a tachlis, there's something to do. You can't do the wrong thing, do the right thing. There should be a difference. They got all scared, their face turned white. She says, "Calm down, everything's okay, everything's good. Eat, drink, no problem. What's going on?" The whole tachlis was not what Moshe Rabbeinu doing. Atam Nitzavim, you're okay. The first kasha. The second kasha was the mice. We find a similar stira, Rabbi Isaiah. A similar stira we find in the Hog of Rosh Hashanah. It's very, very interesting. In Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, we learn from Mr. Brewer that the mice, it says that we could be mechabsin. Yeah. You're allowed to be mechabsin. We don't say. On Rosh Hashanah, we don't say challah. No challah, Rabbi Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael, there's no challah, not even half challah. There's no challah on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yisrael. Anybody know why? So it says, if you should sifrei chayim, sifrei meisim, psuchim, v'gmar, and Rosh Hashanah, chalam, and beis. Sifrei chayim, sifrei meisim, psuchim, lefonov. Books of life, books of death are open in front of him. Atim, I'm going to start singing. Understand? If you understand what's going on, they're passing with this guy's gonna live. He's jumping for joy. How to pass the guy's chas v'shalom to get sick this year? He's jumping around. Serious business. And yet we find halacha. That the halacha says in erev Rosh Hashanah mechapsin u'mestapchim. Erev Rosh Hashanah, You're allowed to wash your clothes. You're allowed to take haircuts. You're allowed to do everything. Erev Rosh Hashanah. Why? So Rashi is up to Mr. Brewer, Laharois, to show that we're betuchim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to do a nes, everything's going to be good. I don't understand. So why can't we do Hallel? Why can't we sing Hallel? There's no Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. No, can't say Hallel. Serious business. You have to be in awe and ema. Same time, we can wear nice clothes, we can get a nice haircut. Choyra, the stira. The Mishnah Brura deals with the stira itself, but so we'll see in a minute. Now we started saying from the beginning of Elul, the Pizmon, the David Hashem, Oiri V'Yishi. The David Hashem, Oiri, says Chazal the Medrash. The David Hashem, Oiri, Zu Rosh Hashanah. Yishi, Zu Yom HaKippur. Rosh Hashanah, Yishab Tor, Yishi, Zu Yom HaKippur. What's the or? What's the or? What kind of or? Where's the or of Rosh Hashanah? People put more lights in the shul. What's the or of Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is a time of seriousness. No, it's a serious time of life. Tovid Hashem, Oyri Chazal Darshim, Rosh Hashanah, this is Yom Kippur. Okay. So the Mahalach Rabbi Yisai goes like this. And this is a very Yisoyistik Rabbi Yisai. We're holding Erev Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Yisai Kimat. And Mr. Hashem will have another Shmuz before Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah Shmuz. We're holding Ma'isimei a week before Rosh Hashanah Rabbi Yisai. And Chas V'Shalom, and in this generation, can't blame. It's difficult to feel it, Rabbi Yisai. It's so difficult to feel it. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta wrote in a Michtab. It used to be Kol Odom Ochso Palotzus Behazkir Elul. When they used it in the Alti Yidden, Rabbi said, when they heard the word Elul, they would be shaking in their pants. Mom is shaking. In Europe, they heard the word Elul. They say the government says, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Elul. Mom's guys would be shaking. They would have to take them out of the shul. They don't know what to do. A Volba Zatzal, I remember, told us a story that he once saw two bareheaded. He heard the story himself. There were two bareheaded Jews. They were Shkotim, not religious youth. They were fighting in a certain town, Shtot, in Elul, in the year 1918. I don't know if it was that year, but anyway, in a year, early generation, back in Europe. They were fighting, fisticuffs, and going back. It was an Alta Baba, one of these Alta Babas with a tichel, you know, with a wretched face. Alta Baba. And she screamed out of the window, Elul! And these two guys stopped in their tracks, and they parted their ways. They weren't religious, they weren't even from. Elul meant something to everybody. Milifnim. Bayos. Erev Rosh Hashanah, nothing seems any different. Pass the ketchup, Larry. Everything's gewaldig. Rosh Hashanah's around the corner. We're going to the supermarket, get some good sweet apples we'll buy. You're getting a pomegranate. What about the other simonim? And Rosh Hashanah's around the corner when it's decided our lives of us. We look around. Like we said in last week's movie, we hate to scare anybody. This generation, we don't scare. Only horror movies we'll have to watch. No scaring. But the Maisa, we hate to say it, Rabbi Yisai. But it's Rosh Hashanah, it's something serious, Rabbi Yisai. And it used to be people a few days before Rosh Hashanah woke up. Then it used to be Yom Kippur, the Aser Shemek Chu. Now Yom Kippur, hopefully by an Ila, you could squeeze out a tear. has to squeeze out that tear. The guy's life is being decided by us. It's not a joke. We, this is what we believe. You don't believe it? Shalom! But we believe this is 100% true. Chazal, we're not going to say Hallel. We're not saying Hallel, Rosh Hashanah. Sifrei Chaim, the Sifrei Mesim, said we see in the Sanhedrin, Toikev Kedusha Sayoim, Umalochim Yecho Feizun, Bechil Lohada Yoichezun. The angels are sitting there making their pants. Nei Yoim Adim. Back to the horror movie. No scaring. Only blood stabbing in the heart. That we'll have to watch. No scaring about Judaism. Scary. Not here to scare. We'll see in a minute of this. If you see the Messiah, the truth. You have to know the truth. There's a judgment going on. A judgment for a person, what's happened to a person. So you'll ask me, why? Rabbi, what is God? Judgment. We gotta sit in here hours listening to that chazan. We gotta stay for hours on our feet. Malchias, Reunas, Shoifas. Well, come on, Rabbi. This is 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock when you end davening and davening. All this stuff. We're sitting there and talking about serious things. Why? Let's chill out. We should do what other people are doing on Rosh Hashanah, both sides. The spics, they're also being judged on Rosh Hashanah. You know what they're doing? They're eating tortilla chips! They're in bars! The nation that Rosh Hashanah tells us about Rosh Hashanah, Ashrei Ha'am, Yoidei Sevuah, we're the nation that knows about it. That guy, that spic with his leather jacket and his cheap perfume, he's driving a motorcycle on late Rosh Hashanah, and I don't want to tell you where he's headed. He's not going to eat fish. He's going to do the worst of Avera. He doesn't know it's Rosh Hashanah. With his leather jacket and his cheap perfume. He's headed out to some bar, to who knows where, to who knows what to do, to roller bang, and then to who knows what to do after that. He doesn't know it's Rosh Hashanah. He's being judged also. Kol boy, oyvel fonecha. Every single human being, every single animal, everybody passes in front of him. That black Schwarzer who's always going to shoot somebody tonight, he's being judged on Rosh Hashanah. He's going to steal somebody else's wife on Rosh Hashanah. He's being judged. He doesn't know anything about that. We know. We understand. Because we made it known to us. Ashrei Ha'am Shiyudei Sevuah. We're the nation that knows about it. But why? What's the whole purpose of this? What's the whole thing? What's the whole 9 yards? What's it all about? One thing and one thing only. Rosh Hashanah is called Or. It's called light. You know why it's called light? Because Rosh Hashanah is a day that we finally are supposed to get some clarity. Clarity. What in the world am I doing here? See, Rosh Hashanah is all about Melech, Malchus, King. There's a king in this world. There's a king. The king means that there's order. There's order in this world. This world has a purpose. This world has a function. This world has direction. This world is not Hefker. I can't just do what I want. I was created, and there's an order. And I have to follow the orders in my way. And it's going to be enjoyable for us also to follow the orders. But this world is not a place to do whatever I want, whenever I want. Because I'm here for a purpose. And if I don't wake up at a certain stage of my life, I wake up at 70 years old. And I woke up at 70 years old. And I realized that what did I do in my life? I was a guy who peeled oranges for an orange juice factory. And I peeled a billion oranges and I became the fastest peeler. They used to call me George the Peel Bernstein! for my nickname that I could peel so fast. I once had a race with an ape. You know how fast he peeled a banana. 0.6 seconds to peel an orange. That's what I do in my life. I was an orange peeler. What about you, cucumber? The guy wakes up after 80 years, 70 years of life, and he peeled oranges his whole life. And he looks at his hands with all the stains. His hand is orange! He sees Tropicana on his hand! And then he wakes up and, what did I get? I came down this world. Such a head, such a body, such a heart, such a neshama to peel oranges, to make orange juice. Guy wakes up after 70 years and reveals he lived his life to waste. What regret. And he, like, what's his name, says over Rabbi Schaefer in his book, Start Living, Stop Whatever It Is, Stop Schmoozing. So he says that he gave a whole talk about the purpose of life, and what a person's doing here. And the old couple walked over to them, and the old man said to Rabbi Schaefer, you mean to say that according to what you just said, I live my whole life for nothing? And Rabbi Schaefer says, what am I supposed to answer this old guy? He's walking over Nebuch with his toupee on. What am I supposed to answer? Yeah, talk of wasting your life. What'd you do with it? What'd you accomplish? What'd you do with the gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us? So every year Rosh Hashanah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives such a wonderful, unbelievable day. It's a yontif. You know why it's a yontif? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a tremendous opportunity to get clarity!
Rabbi, I'm so lost. Where I'm going, what I'm doing, where I'm going, where I'm headed, what I'm doing, I'm lost!
I'm so lost in this world! Where to go, where I'm coming, and I'm going, I'm doing things, I'm not satisfied, I am totally lost! Tovin Hashem, Oyvi, Rosh Hashanah is a time to get clarity, light! When the day comes, everything becomes clear! Choyshech is Laila, we have nothing clear. Rosh Hashanah comes, and we spend hours and hours talking about life. Zachrein Alechayim, start to think, what's life? What am I living for? So I can go every Friday and buy watermelon seeds, and then sit on the corner and wait for some people to walk by and offer them some. Mir Bachrim. That's what I live for. What am I living for? I can't wait to go back to America. I gotta run back. To do what? To make a living. For what purpose? So I can have money. For what purpose? To buy things. And what's the purpose of that? Have things. And then what's with that? What are you doing with that? I'm making a living. But when are you living? His whole life he's making a living. When's he living? And I want to amass more money. For what? So I can buy nice shoes. What's the purpose of having nice shoes? What is he living for? So Zochreinu L'chaim. I want life. You ask yourself, for what purpose? You start to think, what do I want life for? What am I going to do with this life Hashem's going to give you this year? Another year of talking about stupidity my whole life? Well, I'm going to use it for a purpose, to get understanding of what I'm doing here, and move forward, and become a better person, and become something, and find myself, and what my purpose is, and live a happy life, because I've fulfilled what I'm supposed to do in this world. I don't think anybody believes that they're here in this world to work and to earn money, to spend, and back and back and back again. It never fulfills, it never satisfies. Because we are people that have an neshama. And the neshama was sent down to this world to accomplish. To accomplish and get close to Hashem. So is he running back to America? He has to run back for what? Where's he going? Going out, Rebbe. I gotta do things. What? Purposeless. Not always. A lot of times it has a lot of purpose. But purposeless. And so many things we do without thought and without machshava. Rosh Hashanah comes around. The clarity is there. A guy's supposed to walk out of Rosh Hashanah. You burn his home. Wow, you're the king. We're your servants. We're here to serve you. That's what the world is. That's the purpose of the world. We have clarity. It's so clear to me now. Dovid Hashem Boim Yerish. So the Berisai. The end of the day. How are we going to answer this problem? Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Klal Yisrael. He tells him this about all the klolos. That if you don't serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what's going to happen to you? You are going to all these things. They get scared. Moshe Rabbeinu all of a sudden says, don't worry. You're okay. No problem. What's going on? And the steer that we asked, we say on Rosh Hashanah, we don't say Hala. It's not a part of time. And yet we're mistachrim, mesamchim on Rosh Hashanah. So the Mishnah Berurah says a tremendous yisoid of us. Says the Mishnah Berurah, a loshin, unbelievable. He says, there ain't no chanami. There ain't no chanami, Rabbi Yisrael. There is no Hallel on Rosh Hashanah. We don't say Hallel. Vishas Sifrei Chayim, Sifrei Mezeh Psuchim. Va'af al pi shonu batuchim shneitzei, we wear nice clothes because we're batuach, but for sure Hashem's going to help us. We call mochom tzoruch li'oz yorei v'chorin ve'eim asadim v'adzeikach, this can be supposed. It's very simple, Rabbi. The Yerbani Shleilam is not there. He's not there to hurt us. He's not sadistic, chas v'shalom. He's not after us to get us with the clothes. He's not making a day of Yom Din in order that he wants to get us. And oh, the Pharis and Din and judgment. It's all for one purpose. That we have a little fear means to say that we recognize him. We recognize him! We realize that he's a boy. Why are you afraid? If I tell you tomorrow Mr. Magoo is coming to get you, you're not so afraid. But if a person understands true, and he believes it in the truth, that there's a great oila, and he created the world, and he has judgment on Rosh Hashanah, then I have a real fear. Shows me that I believe in it. I hold it's true. And I hold it's a bari oila. And I'm afraid of it. So what am I going to do? I'm going to run. The person's afraid. He runs. But where does he run to? Says the Rambam. In Hilchos, in his Sefer, in his Perish Mishnayos, on the Mishnah, that you don't say Hala. It says the days of fear and awe and seriousness and running away and running to. Says the Rambam, you run away, but you run to. Who do you run to? You run right back. Umivrach umonis eilav. Rosh Hashanah, Hashem wants to connect. He wants you to understand your purpose. Your purpose, you're a creation that is created by somebody. And when we're mizdabek, when we get together, when we merge, when we have that union between the creator and the creation, that's when I feel a bliss. That's when I've got my tavkit. So if you're afraid, you understand that it's serious, it's true. And you have to start running. Where do you run? Run right back to the Ribono Shel Olam. When a person's afraid, where's the first place he runs? Remember the Gulf War? Well, not the Gulf War, I'm sorry. The Gulf War, my kids. But I remember there was time, my kids, there was thunderstorms and lightning and different things. And the little kids, where do they run? Everybody said, right away, they knock on that door. Mommy, Tati, I want to come. They run to the bed of the Tati. The the safest place is back home, back in the bed with their father. Rosh Hashanah inside. Rosh Hashanah is that time when we have that fear, but we run right back to Hashem. Hashem, we want to reconnect. That's the schor of tshuva. So it's no steer. Rosh Hashanah was telling you, got afraid? You heard the claws, you were afraid? Your face is turned white? You hold it's true, you believe in it 100%. That's enough. Once I know that's true, once you believe in it, once you understand that Hashem created the world and there's a purpose, and if you're not doing the purpose, you're going to be punished. It's enough. You don't need more. It's already turned, you've turned the tides. You've already gone in the right direction. You've got clarity, and you have purpose, and this world has purpose. Rosh Hashanah is an unbelievable yontif. If what would Klal Yisrael look like without a Rosh every year Rosh Hashanah? We just go on and on and on and on, lost. As the Rambam says, Afal pi shetkia shoyfer b'Rosh Hashanah mitzvah remez yesh boy. This is a mitzvah, you have to do what Hashem commanded. But remez yesh boy, uru yesheina mishinaschem, wake up from your sleep. Then the dawn, you tired the mask, and you slumber is when you sleep. Slumber, who's sleeping over is that? Who's sleeping? What's the shoif have to wake me up from my sleep? Certain yeshivas, it's not such a kasha. Those shoif at 10:15, it's pretty early. But most people are up on Rosh Hashanah morning. What do we have to wake them up from their sleep? Who's sleeping? Elo, hashoichachim eso eves. Those who've forgotten the truth. They strayed, they've gone who knows where, then hashkash and lulu. Eating banana peels. Who is this guy? He's off the D. Where is he? Somewhere, who knows where? He's on the moon. He took a flight to the moon. He wants to hang out with the Martians. He wants to chill with the Martians. It gets pretty cold up there. He wants to chill in Jupiter. He's lost. So far away. He could be in the shul, but hearing shofar, and he's lost. His mind is elsewhere. He's thinking of the next deal he's getting, or the new suspenders he's buying after Rosh Hashanah, 3, 6, 7 meals. He has to get new suspenders. He has to let out his pants at the tailor. He's thinking about what's going to be after Yom Kippur. How many people he's going to have over in his new sukkah, and he's making it so fancy that the whole neighborhood is jealous of him. His new built-in swimming pool in his sukkah, just in case he wants to dive in the middle of the sukkahs. He wants to take a dive. He wants to be in the sukkah, and he's thinking about how much more wealth, and he's not thinking about where he's headed in his life. He could be holding so far. He's off the beaten track. The Seder Shemei Tshuva starts with Rosh Hashanah because we get clarity who we are. What's our purpose? What we're doing here, and where we're heading. And this is the tachlis of Rosh Hashanah. Many of us, we get lost. We get caught up in the world. We don't think about the truth. We don't think about the MS. And it comes a moment of clarity. It comes a moment of clarity when we could choose on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem Melech. Hashem Molach, Hashem Yimloch Le'olam Voed. We are your avodim. We want to do what's right. We're going to choose to do what's right. But first you have to have the clarity. You have to have the real clarity. I tell over the story of Rabbi said many times. It's such a powerful story. When a person gets a clarity of the truth, how much it could affect and how much it could inspire us. When you get the clarity. There was a yeshiva bacha that was learning in the yeshiva by day. But by night, he had a different activity that he was busy with. Not like here, Baruch Hashem, everybody busy at nights. Oh, Hashem. But anyway, he was leading a double life, a total double life, by day, trying to show up to the base, trying to manage, trying to come, learn a little bit, sneak out, try to get around the reshiva. Then at night, he was downtown Manhattan, or in somewhere in Manhattan, and he was attending a bar, not mitzvah, without the mitzvah. And he was doing his gigs and his shows, and he was working to become a professional drummer, having different nights working, bang away at the drums. And all of a sudden, he was getting very good, practicing, doing late nights, a stand in here, a stand in there, until one day something happened that was something so amazing that he thought it was somebody who came into that bar who happened to be the head of a major rock band. You guys don't know what these things are, but I'll try to explain you what it is. It's a rock band, the Infected Banana. And the mice, he offered him to eat it, but he said it's too infected, so he didn't want to eat it. But he said he wanted to start a new rock band, the Infected Banana, and he wanted to make them famous. And the mice, he was looking if this guy knew how to peel banana. No, that was true. Sure. And he was looking for a good drummer. And he told this guy, see me after the show tonight. He brought him into his office. And they talked the whole night how this guy's dream, since he's a little kid, was to be a professional drummer. And now, in front of his eyes, the man came and he offered him a contract with a major rock band. The guy not only ran home that night, skipped home that night, and flew home that night. Flew on wings of air. This is it. This is it. I made it. This is my dream. Fame, fortune, money, other things. That's it. I dreamed about it. I used to go to sleep dreaming with the, oh, that's the guitar player, with the sticks behind my back, taking the drums and smashing and everybody saying, wow, that's amazing. Taking the tambour, the cymbals, and smashing it on the guy in the first row. Unbelievable, drawing blood. Oh, it's so beautiful. They call me the bloody drummer, the BB. So amazing, so unbelievable how you crushed that guy's head and drew blood. Unbelievable. And he kept those cymbals around. If you go to his cymbals today, they have a long streak of blood all across it. So beautiful. And it dripped onto the bass drum also. So red. Beautiful. And people in the first row wear gas masks now whenever he performs drumming. And helmets, football helmets, just in case. But anyway, he's the fantastic drummer and he dreamed about his whole life. And he comes home with a contract. And the contract says, he's reading the contract. $50,000 a month. And for every gig and every autograph and every blood that he draws, or every ounce of blood, another $10,000. And he makes the guy have stitches, it's a $50,000. And he's going crazy, going, this is it, I made it in life, that's it, my friends, my family, they're going to just get down to the bottom of the contract, and he says, first performance, Friday night, September the 18th. And his heart sinks, because he thought he could keep up this masquerade, and keep up being somebody she was not ready to give it up, the religion so much, so he has to. And his heart drops and his mind saying, wow, fame, fortune, shots. Fame, fortune, religion. Fame, fortune, he can't handle it, he can't sleep, he can't eat, he can't do anything. His mind's so out of it. What's going to be with me? Finally, the Kosar to call his Rebbe. So I got the call at night. He finally decides to call his Rebbe. And his Rebbe says a very smart thing. True story of us. His Rebbe says a very smart thing. And all, you know, a Rebbe who would have ruined it said, you're a Meshuggah, you're a Shagetz, you're a Shabbos, you think of it, I have an Avimina. The Rebbe says very clearly, you know, it's a hard decision for you, my young son. Difficult. I don't know what to tell you. This is your dream of your lifetime. Go take a piece of paper, this is what I advise you. A clear white sheet of paper. And make a line across the paper. On one side, write all the pros of why you should go out. And on one next side, write on the cons, write all the reasons not to leave your religion and not to go out on Chal Shabbos. He comes back to the Rebbe 2 days later, with tears in his eyes. He says to the Rebbe, "Son, to give up my career as a drummer." And the Rebbe can't believe it. He hugs him. He says, "That's amazing, Shmuley. How did you decide it?" And he says, as the kid is crying and the tears are coming forth, paper drops to the floor, and the Rebbe picks it up. And he looks to the side of the pros of why he should leave. Go after the career as a drummer, and he sees 25 things: fame, fortune, W, this, that, money, cars, boom, houses, homes, planes, 25. He looks to the side of the cons. There's only one word written there. Eternity! Forever. Life. Eternity. I give up my eternity. Clarity. A young Bacha. In the midst of a decision. The boy said, Rosh Hashanah is not just drawn out. It's a time to have that insight and that clarity, to be able to make the right decisions in life, to understand that I have a purpose, I'm here for a reason, I have to do something in my life, I have to move forward, I have the nishoyness, I have the difficulties, it's so hard. Mafti Yoina, we read on Yom Kippur of us. It's a very big school to read it. Anybody know why we read it?
It's very interesting. Story about a big fish that gets swallowed up.
Listen, Yom Kippur is very long. We've got to have some interesting story. Get the art school book. Big whale. Says the Mr. Brewer. You know why we read this? Says the Mr. Brewer. Tell you why we read it. We read it for one purpose and one purpose. Amisa, this is his time. What are we reading this whole thing about Yoina? It's up there to tell us a big yesod. That a person thing comes down to this world and he has a mission. We all sent here for a mission. The person thinks, you know what? He gives up. I can't do it. It's not shach to do it. The mail, I'll do what I want. And if Hashem says that, you know what? If he says I have to die, I'll die. If I live, I'll live. What I get, I can't. Listen, I don't want. Says the Mishnah Brurah Avotoy, so is a big mistake. Because at the end of time, you're going to have to do what you were made set out to do. And even if you didn't do it this time, you'd have to come back again and again and go through the whole process of Yisurim, of Misa, of who knows what, until you accomplish what you were given to accomplish. You have to come back and gilgulim and all the yisurim b'sa. The person could be sitting in the land of bliss. If he accomplishes his mission the first time, the second time, whatever it was, he goes up forever and ever to the land of bliss and to be the most pleasurable, unbelievable pleasure in this world. He goes up and he has that pleasure forever and ever. But if not, he has to come down again and again to this world. And we know what's in this world, but it's like suffering and problems and this and this. But you have a mission. You have a mission. That's the Sishon's biggest right. This world wasn't created. This world's not created for the fun, good times. We're allowed to have a good time. Hashem wants to have a good time. You'll have a good time. But what's the goal? What's the mission? It can't be. We see people suffering, people going through hard times. People, everybody has their peckle. It can't be this is the real world. We bring out Kodesh Baruch Hu because Hashem said this isn't the real world. This is the world where we have to work. Next world is where we sit and we chill. Mamish, we chill until you freeze. You chill. That's what next world was at. You know what next world is? It's the biggest chill. Mamish, day in, day out, you just chill for hours. Everybody gets their own couch. And you chill. That's what it says. You chill. You sit there with the version. You chill. And you're in the mamish in seventh heaven without shooting up. There's no LSD in heaven. You're in seventh heaven. You're in mamish. It's unbelievable. It can't be described. There. Here you came down to work and you have a mission. If you don't accomplish it, you're going to go through all the suffering again and again and again until you accomplish. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's Mafti Yoina. Yoina tried, Hashem sent him on a mission. He tried to escape. He tried to go to the Yam. There's no Navu on the Yam. They threw him overboard. He ended up in the belly of a fish, Rabbi Zai. If we had to go to Atlantic City, if we had to go, Rabbi Zai. If you had to go, I had a bet on this Yona doing his job, Rabbi Zai. 999 to 1. He's in the belly of a whale. He's in a whale belly. How's he going to get to Nineveh to prophesize? Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to prophesize. He did his mission. And every single one of us has a mission. We have a mission. We have something to do here. We're not here to eat potato chips. Rosh Hashanah is about clarifying. Yom Kippurim in all those days, once we understand we have a mission, now we work to set our goals and to commit to our mission. But these days, there's clarity. I want to tell you something. A secret. A very big secret. But I'm going to say it out loud so it won't be a secret anymore. The greatest, most pleasurable thing in the world. And when a person knows and understands and finds himself and understands that he has a purpose, when you live without a purpose, you can't get too excited. But when you know you have a purpose, you know you have something to accomplish in this world, you know you have to do something, you find yourself, there's no greater happiness than happiness. You find Hashem in your life. You realize there's a melech. You realize you're his nivra. You're his creation. He wants something from you. You connect. You talk. You interact. You get close. And you run home to him. Say, Dad, I want to be with you from now on. I want to connect with you, Rabbi Sam. Yom Kippur, we don't eat. We don't drink. We don't do anything, Rabbi Sam. Yom Kippur is a day that we put away the goof, and for one day we really connect with Hashem on a deep level, Rabbi Sam, without the gashmis in our way. But there's a bigger madriga. Yom Purim, Rabbi Sam, where we can use this world out in our mission and serve Hashem with all of ourselves. Let us prepare, Rabbi Sam, Kadosh Baruch Hu sending it. We don't even. We're so far from Elo. We don't even know what it means. We don't know what Rosh Hashanah means. Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes has to send to our land. We don't have to hear it, but sometimes people start wars. This they start talking, start getting a little serious. Chas v'chalil, we don't need that. We don't need the wars. Understand the seriousness of what Hashanah is all about. Who's going to burn to death? Chas v'shalom. Who's going to drown? Every summer, this guy drowned, that guy drowned. Every year, apartments burned down. Never with children, everything. Lo aleinu, the koyach of that decision. Obviously, if we get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we understand that we have a mission. Oh, you stand, you have a mission? I got to keep you around to accomplish your mission. Zochreinu lechayim, melech chofetz b'chayim, Hashem wants life. Obelamancho, when we read for a purpose, Elokim chayim, when we have a purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us for, Baruch says, oh, you discovered you have something to accomplish? Life, health, money, you need money to accomplish it. You have to be serene. The Rambam says, Hashem is going to promise, he's going to give you bountiful money, whatever you need. In fact, the Mepharshim, what do you mean? You're not supposed to get reward in this world. So the Rambam says, no, it's true, this is so. You're right, it's not reward. The reward is the bliss. The reward is the children in the next world. All the bountiful wealth and everything in this world is that we should be able to do Avodas Hashem serene, without worries, without daigis. But that's if you want to do it. That's if you're interested in following the plan. That's if you realize you have a mission. I want to help you accomplish a mission. He has an open checkbook. Got a Mekar V'Choyga, he has an open checkbook, Hashem says. Sending it down. Chase Bank. He has a clean bill of health for the whole year. He has a Shidduch. You can't do this alone. You gotta have a Shidduch! You gotta have a wife! For your mission in life. You discover you have a mission, you need a wife! Dum dum da da. Dum dum da da. On Rosh Hashanah night, the bells are going off. Sarah Belchbaum, for whom? For this guy, this year. He knows he has a mission. And Sarah Belchbaum is the woman that helped him with his mission. He has to enter the belching contest. Perfect name. Sarah Belchbaum. He has to accomplish his mission. Sarah's on the way. He has to have kids. Kids. Have a checkbook. Checkbook. He has to be healthy. Healthy. Distorbid Hashem Oiri. Once I discovered the or the Yishi, this leads to my salvation. We should be Zoicha, to wake up before it's too late. To arouse ourselves. It's like I saw in this magazine, had a big picture of Elite Coffee. And they said it's Elo. Hit Oruru, a rose with the coffee. I don't think that's the Rambam. I don't think that's the maybe it's a child of the Rambam, but he has a Mishnah. But they're right. You gotta wake up and smell the coffee. You gotta smell the coffee. You gotta realize what we're doing. We gotta set ourselves that we wanna do our mission. It's gonna take time. Of course, we're not talking overnight. You come in here with Hasidus Shepeis. Down to your thing, and you tie yourself with payas to the shtender, and you don't move all night. And just go back and forth with those payas. We're not talking about that. We're not talking even about becoming the master of that door and doing all the mitzvahs. We're talking about recognizing the mission, and I want to start my steps forward. Baby steps. Baby steps! You can't jump, you gotta go slow. But you gotta know that you're going the right direction. That's the aura of Rosh Hashanah. We should be so to realize eternity is at stake. Everything's at stake on this Rosh Hashanah. And we be zoichot to that aura, to that light, to that clarity. Yerushalayim says, she's Barbi Samet, Barachoy Bosa, what am I doing here? What's my mission? Once I discovered that, set my goals to accomplish that, that Kodesh Baruch will bench us, all of us will bench us. Stand up and pronounce, we're ready to accomplish our mission, to be your servants. Hashem will clear on all of us. An unbelievable year, a year of health, a year of wealth, a year of everything good upon us. Hashem Tovu Masuka, sweet bench to y'all. Ronu, with the whole of family, because we don't really know what's that. Even if our family doesn't get to this, the Resource Alanta says that Kosh Baruch could save a whole entire family for one person. If he is doing the right thing and he doesn't deserve to have suffering, nothing will happen to his family. They'll have bracha. So the schus of us, we're mekabe. We go in the right way. Us and our families should be benched. Gevaldike yo. Should be so soon to see. She has to came with it.